WKAR's original award-winning series, Quizbusters, is entering its final season. The high school game show originally aired on WKAR in 1989, and during its 29-year run, it's had one host, Matt Ottinger.
Claire Joel.
Cleft?
No, I'm sorry. That's not right. Homer, any ideas? He's the fiddler crab. The fiddler crab. I guess he has the big claw to do that, although I doubt he's very good at it. That's the end of the Quick 10. We're here to play Quizbusters.
WKAR presents Quizbusters. Now, here's the host of Quizbusters, Matt Ottinger.
And just like that, these eight players have Quizbusters experience.
And just like that, you are right here in front of me, Matt Ottinger.
Glad to be here, Brooke.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. So let's start at the beginning. You are from Tennessee.
Grew up in Tennessee. Grew up in a suburb of Knoxville on the east side.
And did you always want to host your own TV show?
Oh, golly. My own game show. Yes. Absolutely. Since I was a little kid, I was fascinated by the games, which back then were on in the daytime all day long. So all through the summers and anytime I was sick or could pretend to be sick, I would take a day off and I would listen to watch game shows. And I loved them from the beginning. And honestly, from as long as I can remember, I wanted to host one.
So this is pretty much your dream come true.
Absolutely. It has been for 29 years.
So Quizbusters, you write your own questions.
Well, I want to say and that's a little strong.
Okay.
What happens is a great majority of what we get from national writing services. There is an insatiable need for this kind of material for quiz bowl games that happen besides our television show all over the country. So there are companies that specialize in this kind of thing. Those companies tend to write really hard questions. So what we do when we get those questions from those companies is the word I like to use is edit. Some people might like to say water down, I'm not sure. But we try to make them a little bit more accessible both to students who maybe don't have as much Quiz Bowl experience and, frankly, to an audience that doesn't want to hear the most esoteric thing about a chemical formula or doesn't want to watch students working on a complicated math question. They want to hear questions that they can answer. So we do a lot of editing of the material to get it to where we like it for a television show.
Okay, so let's talk about the contestants, which are kids.
Right.
29 years, you've seen a lot of kids.
Absolutely. You've got to think, four on a team, 64 teams for most of the run that we've done the show. Some of them come back more than once, of course. So thousands and thousands of students. And they're my favorite part of it because it's fun to watch their minds work. If we've crafted a question just right, there's a process where you figure out the clues in the question and piece them all together to come up with an answer. And when you see that light go off, it's real obvious. And that's one of my favorite parts of the show is when they start out thinking, maybe I'm not going to know this answer. And then they realize by the end of the question, oh, yeah, I can use what I know, even though I haven't heard it worded quite that way before, and come up with the right one.
What's your favorite question?
Well, I'll tell you, the favorite question I have, because I get asked that a lot.
Okay.
But it's not really a Quizbusters question. What I like to answer with that is, what's the last word of the Pledge of Allegiance? Now, let me tell you, while you're thinking about that, because I can see your mind working, I can see your lights going
on. I'm panicking.
Off. The beautiful thing about that question is a 60-year-old knows the answer, a first grader knows the answer. It's just a matter of how quickly your brain works and gets to the end.
To catch up.
Right. Maybe you can just say, and justice for all. And all is the right answer.
Right.
But maybe you have to start at the beginning. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Anybody can get there. It's not a hard question, but it's a fun question to see how quickly you can get there. And that's, in a sense, that's what Quizbusters is all about, although I'd never asked that particular question on the show.
Are you going to in this final season?
Well, now it's been spoiled on the radio, so I don't think I can.
You don't think you can. Okay. So Quizbusters airing on Saturday on WKAR-TV at what time?
6 p.m.
All right, sir. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Brooke. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you.